High school basketball is on the air.
As Jake Fowler will put it on the floor and dribble out here in the three-point territory. Fowler looking for penetration. Spins there right at the top of the key. Moves it down to the baseline to Brady Barrett. His pass inside to Brown. Kicks it back out in the corner to Overmiller. Shot good.
Follow the pride.
Here's Sharice Farmer with the ball. Sharice, entry pass. Lexi Schmidt back at the free throw line. Hands the ball away to Sharice. Drives it down the lane. Now to Caitlin Ernst. The Lexi Schmidt back out here at the free throw line. To Chanel Farmer. Dribbles the ball to the basket and scores.
Follow the thrills.
Finley will inbound the ball. Finley looking, comes outside. Kreitz, he launches up a shot at the buzzer. He hits it! Gilder hits it! A three-point field goal! And Gilder wins the state championship! Holy smoke!
Follow the Breeze 94.5. It's high school basketball on KLIQ and KLIQFM.com. Let's take you courtside for tonight's game.
And good evening, everybody. Welcome to high school basketball tonight here on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5 tonight. A classic matchup, an early season matchup between two of the better teams in Class C1 and girls high school basketball to get things started. As undefeated Sandy Creek gets set to take on once beaten Hastings St. Cecilia, we've got the boys game to follow this one. So a big night of high school basketball coming up for you tonight on the Breeze. Sandy Creek, of course, met St. Cecilia in the state semifinals a year ago. And St. Cecilia was able to beat Sandy Creek. They moved on to the championship game and beat Wahoo for the Class C1 state championship. Sandy Creek finishing a successful season a year ago with just two losses as the Cougars were able to beat Hastings St. Cecilia during the regular season. So for the third time in the last 2 years, it's Hastings St. Cecilia playing Sandy Creek in girls high school basketball. The Cougars so far, five straight wins to begin the season over Centura, Heartland, Gibbon, Donovan Trumbull, and Fillmore Central. St. Cecilia losing their first ball game of the season to Columbus SCOTUS, 33-27. They have rebounded nicely with four straight wins over Donovan Trumbull, Blue Hill, Wood River, and then picking up a win on Monday night over Bishop Newman on the road by a score of 41-35. You're listening to the New Tech Seeds pregame show here on the Breeze. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. We'll come back and talk with the coaches as we continue in 1 minute.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 70-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
A healing environment. People who care for you and about you. A safe, comfortable place. At Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, we are focused on privacy, patient-centered care, and advanced technology. That's our tradition and our promise. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare. Innovative comfort and care.
The Breeze, 94.5.
We're back on the New Tech Seeds pregame show. We spent a couple of minutes with Sandy Creek head coach Russ Neinmeyer, and coach, off to a 5-0 start. Obviously, things going well.
Yeah, we've been very happy so far. The season's been going along. The kids have stepped up, and we're off and playing again. So it's another year going by quickly.
You have a bunch of seniors coming back for this year's team off of last year's squad. Obviously, they're the leaders on this team.
Yeah, you got to start with there, especially you got to start with two of them were starters last year with Montana Hendricks and Ashley Harms. They've done a tremendous job, and the other seniors have just filled in their roles and know what to do.
Losing in the semifinals of the state tournament last year, is that kind of a chip on their shoulder this year?
Oh, I don't know. It's, you know, they were disappointed. We were disappointed last year when we lost. But, you know, it's a new season, new team, new identity's got to be spent. You know, and we're doing this, we're doing a good job right now, I think.
Same type of team as we have had in the past?
Yeah, our basics still there. We're going to play defense first, and then we'll play offense. And we like to get up and go, and if those things happen for us, we'll be okay.
Gayla Shaw, obviously, your leader, 20 points and about 10 rebounds per game.
Yeah, she's off to a good start. There's games that she's really played well, and some other games she just plays a role out there and does what she needs to do. But she's a tremendous player, and we're looking forward for her having a great season.
Coach, in addition to Shaw, talk about some of the other players we'll see tonight.
Well, besides Harms and Hendricks, Montana Hendricks, you'll see at the point would be Tori Wheeler. another senior, and Dylan Woodbury, another senior, playing those two spots. And then we also will see Connor Lowry coming in, and also the youngest Hendricks will also play tonight.
Obviously, two teams tonight that's really relying on their defense, with right around 40 points per ball game. Expect a defensive struggle tonight.
I think it'll be a tough thing. I think the key might be fouls, turnovers, rebounds.
All comes to that, down, isn't it?
It does. It really does. And we've been talking about that a lot with our kids, about especially the boards. We've got to win the battle on the boards a little bit, not give teams second opportunities. And the other night against Fillmore Central, that was the key. They got one shot, and that was it. So when that happens, we're going to be okay, I think.
Let's talk about the St. Cecilia team. What impressed you most about their team?
Well, I tell you what, they're just related. They just keep coming and coming. They've got a great bunch, especially you start with the Farmer girl, and then you move over to Kissinger and Nicola, and they just – Ernst, you just keep going right on through the bit, and they seem to pick up a couple here more every year, and they've been awful good in junior high all the way through. So, Coach Kyle, I'd be very happy with what he sees on his team.
Do you see St. Cecilia as the same type of team that they had last year?
Yeah, I think somewhat, but I think they might be the same thing we're experiencing, is that leadership that left the door – through graduation, it's hard to replace, especially the people that went out the door. But, you know, it's going to be up to this team that we're facing tonight if they're going to show the identity of their team. Like, we have to do the same thing.
Obviously, a big ball game early in the season, but this is good just to see some pretty stiff competition at this point in the season.
It's a good spot to end before Christmas to find out what you have and what you want to work on, and it'll give us an idea what we want to do for the long stretch coming down in January. So tonight's ball game will be an exciting one, especially between the two schools being close. The alumni are back from colleges, and hopefully we'll have a full crowd tonight. And we're also playing for Jason Verton and his family tonight, trying to raise some money for them.
Before we get out of here, we want to congratulate you on your 500th win that you picked up over the weekend. That's be a great honor for you.
It is. You know, it's been a thing that's been gone, but I'm not a person about wins and losses as much as I'm about just opportunities for kids to get a play. And really, that 500 probably is more of Coach Bohr and Coach Worschendruber's doing. They did all the homework. They went back through. They kept asking. I said, I don't know. I don't keep track of that stuff. And records don't mean nothing to me except for the ones that you're going to remember, like the state championships, and those are the ones you do remember. So,
had plenty of those, have you?
Had a couple.
Talk about all the great athletes. Number one, it comes back to them, all the great athletes that's been through the door here in your years here.
We've had a lot. You know, you start all the way back, and, you know, it started off with, you know, we were talking this morning about some mother-daughter combinations. Now, tonight I've got a senior girl going to – maybe better last time to play St. Cecilia is Ashley Harms. Her mother was Kim Skinner. That was one. But, you know, we've had a bunch. I've had all the Shaw kids, Leposky kids, you know, Hofstetter, my daughter Taryn. I've had a lot of great, great players. But you know what? I've had great kids. I've had great players, but the kids are the ones that really, the character that we're building. I'm more proud about what the product we put out in life. And, when I look out there, I'm really proud of my kids, what they've accomplished in their lifetime.
Okay, good luck.
Thanks.
Russ Neimeyer, head coach for Sandy Creek. We'll have more on tonight's pregame show right after this.
Is your furnace ready for a long, harsh Nebraska winter? Call Beaman's Appliance today to have your heating system cleaned and serviced by our qualified trained technicians. Beaman's carries several brands of heating systems such as Carrier and American Standard, but services all makes and models. And don't forget, Beaman's also sells new and used appliances. To schedule your furnace clean and service, or for a free estimate on a new heating system, call Beaman's today at 402-462-2311.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And the New Tech Siege pregame show continues with St. Cecilia head coach John Kyle. And, Coach, you guys sitting at 4-1 on the season. Face a good ball club tonight in Sandy Creek.
Facing a really good ball club. They play great defense. They have some really good scorers inside. And I think really more importantly for us, we got to get healthy. We have a lot of girls with some ankle issues. Alyssa Schropp's not going to play again tonight. And Morgan Nicola's going to give it a try. And so we got our hands full because they're such a quality club, and they're going to be gunning for us after the last year's incident at State. And so we got to really buckle down and play hard.
Yeah, it's the third time you faced Sandy Creek in the last 2 years. Of course, the great games that we had a year ago, revenge a factor tonight for them?
Oh, I think it is and it isn't. I mean, it is because some of them remember it, but not all of them. And And there's going to be some new girls stepping into some roles, and that's what we, you know, that's why we play the game this year, because a lot of new faces aren't going to be on the court, and it should be a fun game and two good teams going to battle.
We beat Sandy Creek a year ago in the semifinals. Why were we successful in that ball game?
Well, we put the ball in the basket, and we kept our turnovers down, and that's really when you face them and their defense, that's what you want to do. You want to keep your turnovers down, hopefully in the single digits, but that's really tough to do. And then when you get good shots, you want to try and put those in the basket. If you do that, you'll have some success, but the way they play defense is not easy to do.
Points might be far and in between here, you guys and Sandy Creek both with the great defensive teams this year.
Well, I think both of us play pretty good defense, but you know, at the same time, we both have some good offensive players that can put the ball through the hoop. And you know, the Shaw girls, she's a handful for anybody. She scored 30 against Donovan Trumbull and can put it in the basket when she's around the hoop. And the Harms girls are a very good shooter, and Heinrichs can put up double digits any night. And so, you know, those three are really who we're going to focus our attention on. But overall, we got to play good defense the whole night.
The Shaw girl, how do we shut her down tonight?
Well, I don't think you can. I don't think anybody can shut her down. I think we're going to try to slow her down by not giving her good deep position and getting a lot of touches when she's in the low block. And when she does, she'll hurt you. She'll get to the foul line. She'll make layups. And the other part of that is you got to keep her off the boards. She's such a good rebounder and explosive jumper that goes and gets the ball and then puts it back in. You know, and that's one thing that we've struggled with a little bit is our rebounding. That's one thing. Monday night against Bishop Newman, we didn't do a very good job of the first half, and we have to do a much better job. That's one of the keys I listed on the way down.
You bring up the Bishop Newman ball game. You guys are trailing going into the fourth quarter, and then you shut out Bishop Newman 15-0 in the fourth quarter. Where was the turnaround there?
Well, I gave him a little speech, you know, on the bench, a little third quarter speech, and we really come out and look like a completely different team, so hopefully it worked. But I don't want to take all the credit because they went out there and made some good offensive plays and finally got some rhythm and some momentum going. Defensively, we played pretty good defense the whole night. We just didn't allow much the fourth quarter. They missed some shots, and then we gobbled up the rebounds, and we're going the other way. And so it's just a case of you got to play four full quarters just like we need to tonight.
You start off the season with a loss to Columbus Scotus. Since then, you've won four games in a row. What's been the change?
Well, we scored more points than the other team. And I joke there, but really that's the case. We just couldn't score against SCOTUS. We had one of those awful nights of shooting the ball, turning the ball over. I think we had more turnovers than shots. And you can't ever do that and expect to win a game. And so I think we've done a better job not turning the ball over quite so much. And some of the teams we played haven't played as good a defense as SCOTUS. SCOTUS is still a very good defensive team. And so we're going to have our hands full tonight, and we'll see what happens with Sandy Creek. But I like the direction we're going. We just got to get healthy.
It's a big ball game, but maybe it's the big ball game because it's your next game. Not a whole lot can be won here in the month of December.
No, definitely. It's a measuring stick. You know, you want to see where you're at as far as playing a good team, you know, on their home court. And so it's going to be what it is, an old coach of mine used to say, and that's what we're going to approach it tonight as. It's going to be a regular season game. If we lose it, our season's still got a long way to go. Thanks, Mike.
John Kyle, head coach for Hastings St. Cecilia. Stick around. We'll have more right after this.
If you're interested in the best renewable energy system for your home, the GeoXL geothermal system is right for you. GeoXL is the highest quality and most efficient choice for your home's heating and cooling needs, and you can receive a federal tax credit of 30% on a new GeoXL geothermal system, a full 30% tax credit on the entire system. This is a limited time offer. Start saving up to 70% on your home's heating and cooling costs today by calling Cooney Refrigeration, Air Conditioning, and Heating in Clay Center. Good luck, Sandy Creek, St. Cecilia, and area athletes. Pioneer Seeds. Outstanding performance starts with the right product on the right acre. Pioneer Seeds. To learn more about the outstanding performance of Pioneer Seeds, contact your local Pioneer Seed sales representatives, Brian Shaw in Edgar, Hilltop Farms Incorporated in Fairfield, Henrichs Farms in Glenville, and Daryl Kluver in Clay Center. Pioneer. Science with service, delivering success. Good luck to the Sandy Creek athletes, teams, and coaches and Cougars from your Pioneer Seeds professionals.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, Mike Will back here at Sandy Creek High School tonight as we get you set for girls and boys high school basketball. Sandy Creek getting set to take on Hastings St. Cecilia with his girls game up first. Two of the state's best in Class C1 squaring off here in the month of December. Couple of teams have made it down to the state tournament a year ago. Sandy Creek 5-0 in the season under the veteran head coach in Russ Niemeyer, a guy who won his 500th career high school basketball game on Saturday night when he beat Fillmore Central.
So Russ Neimeyer going after number 501 here tonight. Sandy Creek, a team that's averaging 55 points per ball game on offense. They're giving up just 37.8 on the defensive end. Hastings St. Cecilia under head coach John Kyle. They've won four games in a row. They're 4-1 in the season. The Hawkins averaging 51 points per ball game on offense, giving up 32.6 on the defensive end. Your starting lineups for Hastings St. Cecilia tonight: Libby Kissinger, a 5'4" and senior, averaging 3 points and one rebound per game. Jamie Williams, a 5'10" and senior. Williams scored 13 points the other night in their ball game against a Bishop Newman. Williams, a 5'10" and senior. The other starters for St. Cecilia will be Chanel Farmer, a 5'6" junior. Chanel is averaging 12 points and 3 rebounds per game. Caitlin Ernst, a 5'11" and senior, who's averaging 7 points and 4.8 rebounds per game. And the other starter for St. Cecilia, Olivia Thomas. Thomas is a 6-foot junior, averaging 4.5 points and 5 rebounds per ball game. We'll check the starters for Sandy Creek right now, the singing of the national anthem. Starting lines for Sandy Creek here tonight. Tori Wheeler gets a start. Wheeler, a 5'6" junior. The other starters for the Cougars will be Montana Heinrichs, a 5'10" and senior. Ashley Harms, a 5'11" and senior. Also, a Michaela Shaw. Shaw's a leading scorer, leading rebounder, averaging 20 points, 10 rebounds per game. Shaw's a 5'11" junior. And then Dylan Woodbury is a 5'7" and senior. Woodbury is averaging a couple of points a ball game as well. For head coach Russ Neimeyer. You've been listening to the New Tech Seeds pregame show tonight here on the Breeze. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. St. Cecilia going to be dressed in their visiting uniforms tonight. They'll be in their blue, trimmed and lettered in white. Sandy Creek dressed in their homestanding white uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the red. We're set to go. Sandy Creek and Hastings St. Cecilia scoring off for the third time in the last 2 years. And St. Cecilia's got the ball as St. Cecilia will face his tough man-to-man defense for Sandy Creek, giving up just 37.8 points per ball game so far this season. Same story for Hastings St. Cecilia. They play tremendous defense, too. They're giving up only 32.6 points per ball game. Could be a race to 40 here tonight with a St. Cecilia and Sandy Creek. Hawkins with the opening possession. Here's a shot down at the baseline. It's going to be no good by Chanel Farmer. Tap try is up and in. Caitlin Ernst gets the follow shot there for Hastings St. Cecilia, and the Hawkins go out on top by a score of 2-0 here in the ball game. St. Cecilia will attack now right at the 10-second line here. Sandy Creek brings the ball to the offensive zone. Ashley Harms goes over in the wing on the left side to Montana Heinrichs. Heinrichs out on top to a Tori Wheeler. Moves it over in the wing again on the left side. That's a Montana Heinrichs with the ball. Back out to the point here to Ashley Harms. Bounce pass over here to Tori Wheeler. Wheeler has the basketball tipped away. It's into the backcourt. Chanel Farmer grabs the ball for St. Cecilia. It's going to be a turnover on Sandy Creek. The Hawkettes, they forced 22 turnovers on the defensive end. They get the first one here on the opening possession for Sandy Creek. There's Ernst down low, and it sounds up and in. Nice pass came in from the left wing. Caitlin Ernst scores on the low block on the right side, and Russ Neimeyer wants to call a timeout right off of the bat. We have played just a minute and 14 seconds into the opening quarter here tonight at Sandy Creek. In girls high school basketball, we will take a break with a score. Hastings St. Cecilia 4, Sandy Creek nothing.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun, food, 20 TVs, daily and weekend specials, supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches after the game or anytime. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings, open every day at 11.
The Breeze, 94.5.
So a couple of quick field goals for Hastings St. Cecilia. The Hawkins have the lead 4-0 now over Sandy Creek as the Cougars bring the ball back in their offensive zone. Montana Heinrichs goes out on the baseline to Michaela Shaw. Back out to Heinrichs, down to Shaw on the baseline. Lobs it inside to Ashley Harms. Her shot off of the baseline is going to be no good. Gets her own rebound, shoots and scores. Ashley Harms missed her first one. Second one was down through the hole. It is good. And it's now a 4-2 ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia with a 2-point lead. Hawkins come back with the ball. Libby Kissinger has got it now. Out here in 3-point territory, picked up by Tori Wheeler. There's a feed to the far sideline. It's out of bounds. Trying to get it to a Chanel Farmer, and they threw it into the nickel seats on the far sideline. So a first turnover in the ball game now in Hastings St. Cecilia. It's going to be Sandy Creek coming back the other way with a chance to pull ahead here with a 3-point field goal. Pass is deflected. It's nearly taken down there by St. Cecilia. They lose it out of bounds. Now they say it was last touched by Sandy Creek. So the Cougars turn it over for the second time here tonight. St. Cecilia will inbound the ball here in backcourt. Chanel Farmer has got it down for Hastings St. Cecilia. Brings it into the offensive zone. Bounce pass goes inside. It's going to be kicked out of bounds. Trying to get it down low underneath the basket there to Caitlin Ernst, and the ball is kicked out of bounds. So St. Cecilia will play things in baseline left side underneath their own basket. Chanel Farmer will play things in for the Hawkins. They get it to Ernst. Her shot's going to be blocked down. The ball is loose. Ernst picks it back up. Caitlin Ernst with it out here at the elbow. Nice pass down low to Chanel Farmer. Her shot is no good. Rebound is lost out of bounds. It was last touched there by Jamie Williams of St. Cecilia. So a slow start here between the Hawkins and the Cougars of Sandy Creek. Girls high school basketball tonight. On the breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Boys game coming up next at 7:45. So a big night of high school basketball for you on the breeze tonight. Here's Sandy Creek back the other way as they move it over here to the right side, down in the corner. Entry pass, they get it inside now to Ashley Harms. Down on the baseline, left side, a shot taken by Woodbury, no good. Follow shot is up and in. A follow shot and up and in by Ashley Harms. She gets the board and puts it back down through the hole, and Sandy Creek following that timeout scores two quick field goals, and we're tied up at four. Here's St. Cecilia back the other way, losing control of the ball in the lane as it's tipped away from Ernst. Third turnover on St. Cecilia back the other way. Here's a shot up there. It's going to be no good by Montana Heinrichs. Follow shot no good. Follow shot is up and in. But Kayla Shaw, the leading scorer on the team, gets a couple of offensive boards and a put back there. And the Cougars go out on top, down by a score of 6-4. Just underway, 4 minutes and 48 seconds to play. Here in the first quarter from Sandy Creek, down in the baseline. That's Chanel Farmer with the ball. Chanel backs it back out, out here in 3-point territory. Puts it on the floor, dribbles to the top of the key. Chanel bounce pass, goes over here on the right side, down to Libby Kissinger, trying to get away. Libby puts it on the floor, dribbles to the top of the key, gives it away to Farmer, lobs it inside, down to Ernst, down in the corner. On the left side, that's a Jamie Williams with the ball, takes it to the elbow, back down in the corner to Farmer. Shot is up there, it's going to be no good. Rebounded on the weak side here by Libby Kissinger. Kissinger on the right side of the lane, back out to Caitlin Ernst. Now a short jumper from Chanel Farmer is up and in. Chanel to the left side of the lane scores on a short jumper. That's her first field goal. And the Hawkins come back to tie things up at 6 points apiece. Halfway through this first quarter here tonight at Sandy Creek, tied up at six. Cougars come back with the ball now, back in their offensive zone as they work against the St. Cecilia man-to-man defense. Montana Heinrichs pass inside to Harms, now down in the baseline to Woodbury. Her shot's partially deflected by Olivia Thomas, and the ball is brought out of there now by the Hawkins. The first block of the night for big old Olivia Thomas in there for St. Cecilia. There's a Jamie Williams with it now for St. Cecilia. Moves it down to the baseline to Chanel Farmer. Back out to the top of the key, Libby Kissinger looking for penetration. Drives it down the left side of the lane, and a traveling violation is called on Kissinger. That is turnover number two on St. Cecilia here in the ballgame. 3:32 to play here in the first quarter. We're tied up at 6 points apiece. Girls high school basketball here tonight from the breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Also online at KLIQFM.com and also on your smartphone tonight at m.KLIQFM.com. 6-6 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia and Sandy Creek here tonight. Feeds inside Michaela Shaw. Now they get it back out to Ashley Harms. Drives it down to the left side of the lane. And it's going to be knocked out of her hands, and a foul is going to be called here on the St. Cecilia. So a personal foul called here on Sarah Gettert of St. Cecilia, who just checked in there. That's her first personal foul. Team foul number one on the Hawkins here in the ball game. We're tied up at 6 points apiece. Sandy Creek with the ball. Bounce pass down on the baseline to a Michaela Shaw. She has it tipped away, and it's picked up here by Morgan Nicola. So a turnover in Sandy Creek. They're fourth of the ball game. So Morgan Nicola, who's been banged up a little bit, and see how long she can go tonight. He's in the ball game now for head coach John Kyle. Nicola's got it. Feeds it down low to Ernst. Her shot is up and in. Nice pass there by Morgan Nicola. Caitlin Ernst right underneath the hole scores. And Sandy Creek is now trailing in the ball game by 2 points. There's a steal now. A steal by Nicola. She drives it back the other way. Her shot is up and in. Boy, Sandy Creek having a tough time. That's 5 turnovers on the Cougars already in this first quarter. 10-6 is the score. St. Cecilia goes out on top now by 4 points. There comes Sandy Creek back with the ball. Michaela Shaw down here on the baseline. Comes out on the wing to Heinrichs. Shaw gets it back. Down to Lowry. Top of the key. 3-pointers put up there and in. Connor Lowry scoring there for Sandy Creek. She just checked in there. Lowry is a 5'5" sophomore. The head coach, Russ Neinmeier. A 10-9 score now. Hastings St. Cecilia with a 1-point lead. Here's Sarah Gettert with the ball for St. Cecilia. Down in the corner to Jackson. Jackson comes out to a Morgan Nicola at the top of the key. Now to Ernst. Bounce pass left side to a Sarah Gettert. On the dribble, takes it down on the baseline. Back out here to Ernst. A pass to the left side. As they get it to Jackson, she lobs it down low, and it's going to be deflected out of bounds. So Josie Jackson seeing some playing time here in this ball game. She's going to check out now. Williams comes out. Caitlin Ernst comes out. For head coach John Kyle. And now St. Cecilia will play things in. With a minute and 50 seconds to play here in the first quarter, 10-9. There's Libby Kissinger, circles around it and throws the ball out of bounds. Took it around the horn, moves it to the right side of the lane, and then threw the ball out of bounds underneath the bucket there. So St. Cecilia turns the ball over for the third time. It has not been a picture-perfect first quarter here. Sandy Creek with 5 turnovers, St. Cecilia with 3. 10-9 is the score. The Hawkins have a 1-point lead. Entry pass to Harms. He dribbles down the lane, loses control of the ball. It goes out of bounds. And the Cougars turn it away again. St. Cecilia comes back the other direction. Boy, normally a Russ Neinmeier coach team really take care of the basketball, but they've got 6 turnovers already here in the first quarter against the St. Cecilia defense. Here's Sarah Gettert with the ball on the wing. Her entry pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Montana Heinrichs. As the Cougars come back with the ball now, 10-9 is the score. St. Cecilia leading by 1. Here's Woodbury with the ball. Free throw line extended right side. Bounce pass into the lane. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Chanel Farmer as they come back the other way. Farmer's pass right side of the lane to get it. They get it right in front of the basket there to Olivia Thomas. Her short jumper is up there no good. Rebound comes down to Ashley Harms. Gets the ball ahead now. Here come the Cougars with the ball. Woodbury has got it. Back out of the wing on the right side to Heinrichs. Her pass deflected. Picked up by Harms. Harms gets it back into the hands here of Lowry over on the left side. Back onto the top of the key to Ashley Harms. Bounce pass to Montana Heinrichs. Almost lost the ball. Comes to the near sideline. Picks it up. Being hocked down here by Chanel Farmer. Here's Woodbury with the ball on the baseline. And a traveling violation is called on Woodbury. 8 turnovers on Sandy Creek here in the first quarter of play. We're down to 36 seconds to play here in this one. In the first quarter, 10-9 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia with a point lead here. And the Hawkettes will play things in backcourt. St. Cecilia 4-1 on the season. Sandy Creek 5-0. These two teams were undefeated a year ago. Sandy Creek beat St. Cecilia during the regular season before the Hawkettes beat the Cougars in the semifinals of the Class C1 State High School Championships down in Lincoln. 10-9 is the score. Here's a St. Cecilia with the ball. Chanel Farmer for 3. Shana's up there, no good. Rebound, Libby Kissinger. Puts it on the floor, dribbles to the right side, and throws up a 3. Her shot is up there, it's no good. Bound for the rebound. Jump ball is going to be called with 9 seconds to play here in the first quarter. And the arrow is pointing in favor of Sandy Creek, so the Cougars will come back this way. Into the ball game now for St. Cecilia is going to be Josie Jackson. Coming out is going to be Chanel Farmer. So 9 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 10-9 is the score. St. Cecilia leading by 1 point. Sandy Creek comes back with the ball. Ashley Harms down the right sideline. Cuts for the basket. Her shot off the window is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Thomas, and that's the end of the first quarter of play. First quarter in the books tonight in girls high school basketball here on the Breeze. KLIQ 94.5. After one quarter, Hastings St. Cecilia 10, Sandy Creek 9.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Your Double Circle Co-op, the Fairfield Co-op, has been helping farmers and ranchers of South Central Nebraska for more than 50 years. The Fairfield Co-op has a full line of chemicals, mixed fertilizers, Asgrow and DeKalb seeds. The Fairfield Co-op also does custom application, and propane is available. It's the Fairfield Nonstock Co-op Fertilizer Association in Fairfield, Glenville, Pauline, Blue Hill, and Ayer, serving South Central Nebraska and proudly supporting the Sandy Creek and area athletes, teams, and coaches.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back here at Sandy Creek High School here tonight. Girls High School basketball, 10-9 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia with a one-point lead over Sandy Creek. Hawkins will have the opening possession here in the second quarter. Bounce pass to Jamie Williams down here on the baseline for the Hawkins. Comes back out on top to Chanel Farmer. Swings it to the left side, now to Libby Kissinger. Lobs it inside to Thomas. Her shot is up there and in. Olivia Thomas scores there. The Hawkins have an advantage inside with Thomas and also Caitlin Ernst. And St. Cecilia is cashed in the paint there. Here's a steal by Chanel Farmer. She races toward the other goal. Her left-handed layup, good. Another turnover on Sandy Creek here in the ballgame. Chanel Farmer steals the ball away right at the mid-court stripe here. And Sandy Creek is trailing in the ballgame by 5 points now. 14-9 to Hastings St. Cecilia here in girls high school basketball. Sandy Creek has got the ball. This is a Tori Wheeler who's back into the ballgame now. Moves it to the left sideline. That's a Woodbury with the ball. Entry pass to get it inside to Shaw. Michaela scored just 2 points so far for Sandy Creek here in the ballgame. There's Ashley Harms with it now up at to the top of the key. Montana Heinrichs has got it. Comes over here on the wing on the right side, and the ball tipped out of bounds. Got away from Michaela Shaw. The ball tipped there by Ernst of St. Cecilia. Into the ballgame for the Hawkettes, Sarah Gettert. Into the ballgame for the Hawkettes will be Olivia Thomas. 6 minutes and 50 seconds to play here in the first half. St. Cecilia's opened up a five-point lead. 14-9 is the score. Here's Tori Wheeler with the ball now for Sandy Creek. Michaela Shaw on the wing. Free throw line extended right side. Back out to the top of the key again to Heinrichs. Moves it over on the wing to a Wheeler. Dribbles inside. Ball tipped away. Wheeler picks it back up. Her shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Thomas of St. Cecilia. Thomas gets it away. Now to Chanel Farmer. Moves it down the left sideline to Nicola. Her pass in the lane is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Michaela Shaw, coming back the other way. Having problems with the dribble. Now goes up with a shot. It's going to be no good. And the ball ripped out of there by Olivia Thomas, and a foul called. A foul is going to be called here. Michaela Shaw, maybe a frustration-type foul there, as Shaw got the turnover and then could not convert on the offensive end. The first personal foul on Shaw, the first one on the Cougars here in the ballgame. 14-9 is the score. St. Cecilia with a five-point lead as we approach the six-minute mark here in the second quarter. Here's Chanel Farmer with it now for St. Cecilia to Morgan Nicola. Leaves it out on top to Olivia Thomas. Lobs it down low to Gettert. Down at the baseline, Chanel Farmer. He puts it on the floor and dribbles to the top of the key. Sandy Creek still in a man-to-man defense. There's Morgan Nicola with it now. Stomps at the elbow. Now lobs it down low. Here's a shot taken by Gettert. No good. As it goes rattling out for the front iron, and the rebound comes down to Ashley Harms of Sandy Creek. To Montana Heinrichs, dribbles to the free throw line, stomps there. Comes to Harms, it's off of her fingertips, out of bounds. Boy, the Cougars look like they're out of sync here offensively. That is 10 turnovers already on Sandy Creek here in the ballgame. We got 5:43 to play in the second quarter. Sandy Creek in the first quarter hit only 4 out of 10 shots for 40%. St. Cecilia was 5 out of 13 for 38%. 0 out of 3 on three-pointers for St. Cecilia. 1 out of 1 for Sandy Creek. Rebound, St. Cecilia had 6. Sandy Creek had 5. 14-9 is the score here. Sandy Creek trailing by 5. There's a shot off of the right baseline by Morgan Nicola. It's going to be no good. Partially deflected. The ball brought out of there by Michaela Shaw. Comes back the other way to a Wheeler. Ball tipped away. Torrey gets it under control. Brings it out to Heinrichs now. Over to Michaela Shaw. Free throw line extended left side. Down in the corner to Harms. To Shaw. Here's Wheeler, top of the key. Right side down to a Montana Heinrichs. Lobs it in the lane. Ball tapped away from Ashley Harms. It is picked up by Shaw. And she loses control of it out of her hands here. And it's going to be knocked out of her hands. It's going to be Sandy Creek ball. Kaylin Ernst got her hands in there for St. Cecilia. So Sandy Creek will play it in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 5 minutes to play here in the first half. Here's Wheeler from deep in the corner. Left side, her shot no good. Rebound Kaylin Ernst for AC St. Cecilia. Outlet pass goes to the far sideline down to a Libby Kissinger. Kissinger comes into the offensive zone on the dribble. Goes over to a Gettert. Gettert out here in 3-point territory. Picked up by Wheeler. She comes across the top down to Morgan Nicola. Morgan holding the ball out here and then retreats back out near the 10-second line. Long pass on the high post. They get it to Ernst. on the right sideline now. That's Libby Kissinger with the ball. Nice pass on the back door. That's Morgan Nicola who lays it in. Morgan Nicola now with 4 points in the basketball game. And St. Cecilia's got a 16-9 lead over Sandy Creek here in girls high school basketball. Hawkins playing well. Here's a Woodbury out to Ashley Harms, dribbling down the lane. Her shot just falls off of the front iron. No good. And the rebound comes down to Ernst. Gets it away to Kissinger. Long pass down the floor. It's too far out of bounds. Trying to catch the Sandy Creek defense asleep there as Kissinger threw a long pass down the floor to Sarah Gettert. It was way over her head. And the Hawkettes turn it over for the sixth time here in this first half. 16-9 is the score. St. Cecilia's outscored Sandy Creek 6-0 so far here in the second quarter of play. Here comes Sandy Creek back with the ball. Ashley Harms at the free throw line, dribbling down the lane. Her shot no good, but she fouled in the play. Libby Kissinger is the guilty party. That's going to be her first. That's going to be team foul number one on St. Cecilia. So each team has committed one foul here in the first half. Going to the free throw line will be Harms for Sandy Creek. She's got 4 points so far tonight and a couple of field goals. Her shot is up there. It is in. So Harms now with 5 points in the ballgame. Into the contest for St. Cecilia will be Thomas. Coming out will be Ernst. Into the ballgame now for Sandy Creek is going to be Connor Lowry. Checking out is going to be Tori Wheeler. Sandy Creek undefeated on the season. They are 5-0, facing St. Cecilia 4-1 with their only loss coming in their first ball game of the season to Columbus Scotus. Arms hits the second free throw, so now the Cougars are within 5 points at 16-11. St. Cecilia with the ball. Libby Kissinger goes over to a Morgan Nicola. There's a pass on the left side to a Jamie Williams. Gets it back out. On the left side to Morgan Nicola. She comes across the top to Libby Kissinger. Nice pass underneath the bucket. Morgan Nicola misses the easy one. Rebound Thomas. Her shot's going to be blocked down by Kayla Shaw. Here comes Sandy Creek back the other way. Montana Heinrichs, her long-range jumpers put up there no good. Offensive rebound, and a foul is going to be called. Connor Lowry got the offensive board. Went right back up, and she's fouled in a play. Personal is going to be whistled on facing St. Cecilia. It's going to go on. Well, double check that. It's going to the free throw line. It's going to be Lowry. As she hits the free throw, it is good. Personal foul there. Went on St. Cecilia's Claire Hamburger, who's just checked in there. Now she's going to check back out. So the freshman in there for just a few seconds, and she picks up the personal foul. Here comes the next shot from the free throw line. It is up there. No good by Lowry. And the rebound comes down to Thomas. So it's a 16-12 ball game now as the Cougars have cut the lead down to 4 points here in girls high school basketball. There's Chanel Farmer with the ball. Lobs it inside to Thomas. Grabs it. Her shot there no good. Gets her own rebound. Follow shot good. Olivia Thomas inside there for St. Cecilia. 6 foot junior. And the Hawkettes able to get the ball to her about any time they want here. There's a pass by Shaw that's going to be intercepted down here on the baseline by Libby Kissinger. 11 turnovers on Sandy Creek here in this first half. Libby Kissinger comes back the other way now to Morgan Nicola out here in 3 points. Entry pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted here by Taylor Heinrichs as she drives the other way. Her layup is going to be no good. May have been partially deflected there by Morgan Nicola getting back on defense. Now St. Cecilia's got the ball with 2.5 minutes to play here in the second quarter. It's an 18-12 ball game. St. Cecilia with a lead. Olivia Thomas, bounce pass goes to Morgan Nicola. Pass underneath the basket. His shot is up there and in. Morgan Nicola gets the assist. Chanel Farmer gets the field goal. Farmer has got 6 points in the ball game. And St. Cecilia's opened up a 8-point lead now over the Cougars. It is 20-12. 2:10 to remaining here in this first half of play. Lowry has got it over the wing to Montana Heinrichs. There's a pass underneath the bucket there to Taylor Heinrichs, and she's fouling the play. So Montana goes down to Taylor underneath the hole, and she's fouling the play here. And Taylor Heinrichs will go to the free throw line. The personal foul is whistled on St. Cecilia's Olivia Thomas. That's the first one on Olivia. Here's a shot from the free throw line by Taylor. It's up there and in. So the first point in the ball game for Taylor Heinrichs. A 5'9" sophomore for Sandy Creek. 20-13 the score. It's been all St. Cecilia so far. Here in this first half, we're down to 2:05 to play. Second shot is up there. It is good. So it's 20-14. Now the Cougars back within 6 points. Chanel Farmer with the ball. Chanel has got it down the dribble, back the other way, moves it down in the corner on the dribble, and now retreats, comes back out of the wing, feeds it down in the corner to Caitlin Ernst, who's into the ball game. There's a pass out on top, deflected. Ernst grabs it back. Ernst gets it down into the hands of a Hamburger, who's back into the ball game. And Claire Hamburger is going to be, well, let's see, we got a timeout called. A timeout called here by St. Cecilia's John Kyle with a minute and 45 seconds to play in the second quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings St. Cecilia 20, Sandy Creek 14.
The Clay County Mutual Insurance Company proudly supports the Sandy Creek School athletes, teams, and coaches, and wishes the Cougars successful seasons. The Clay County Mutual Insurance Company has been serving the needs of Clay Center and the South Central Nebraska area for almost 120 years, specializing in farm-related insurance and providing peace of mind for South Central Nebraska farmers. Call 1-800-762-3860 for your nearest agent. Since 1891, the Clay County Mutual Insurance Company on West Fairfield in Clay Center.
The Breeze, 94.5.
High school basketball tonight here on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5, also online at KLIQFM.com. We're at Sandy Creek High School here tonight. The Cougars are trailing Hastings St. Cecilia by a score of 20-14 late in the second quarter. St. Cecilia with the ball. Kaylin Ernst on the high post. Moves it over here to a Jamie Williams on the wing right side. Angling toward the goal. Gets it away to Caitlin Ernst. Back outside to Hamburger. Her shot from three is going to be no good. Ernst grabs the rebound on the baseline. Comes back out on top to Chanel Farmer at the top of the key. She falls down and gets it into the hands now of Hamburger. She has the basketball tipped away and it's picked up by Sandy Creek. Tori Wheeler has got the ball now for the Cougars. Coming back the other way. A minute and 13 seconds to play. You're in the second quarter. Cougars have the ball. Ashley Harms over here on the wing. Comes out to the top of the key now. That's a Lowry down on the left side. Here's a three-pointer put up in him. Nope, they're going to say a two-pointer by Tori Wheeler. The foot was on the line on the left wing over there. Tori Wheeler hits the long-range jumper. Now it's a 20-16 ball game. A four-point lead for Hastings St. Cecilia. Here's Sarah Gettert with the ball, top of the key. Trying to penetrate. Can't do it. Comes over here to Hamburger on the wing. Rainbow pass comes back out here to Farmer on the high post to Ernst now. Hands away to Farmer. Moves it down in the corner. Hands it away to Gettert. Gettert on the dribble. Moves it back down in the corner. That's a Chanel Farmer with the ball. Takes the three, and it's going to be no good. Offensive rebound, Jamie Williams in the corner on the right side. Tries to send it back into the lane. It goes out of bounds. Trying to take it down into the lane there to Caitlin Ernst. The pass was too low. It got away from her and goes out of bounds. So now with 25 seconds to play, they're in the second quarter. Sandy Creek will have a chance here. End of the ball game for the Cougars is going to be Montana Heinrichs, and going out will be Taylor Heinrichs. A 20-16 ball game. The Cougars trailed at the end of the first quarter, 10-9. Here comes Sandy Creek with the ball. Wheeler moves it down in the corner now to Michaela Shaw. Back outside, that's Tori Wheeler with it now. Wheeler moves it over to Shaw. Free throw line extended left side. Shaw dribbles the ball into the lane. Her shot is up there in and out and falls off of the front iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Ernst. Down to Chanel Farmer. Long pass down to four. They get it to Nickler. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped out of bounds. And it's going to be Sandy Creek ball. So the Cougars will play things in with 3 seconds to play here in the second quarter. 20-16. The Hawkins have the lead as Sandy Creek will play things in. Montana Heinrichs just launches it up from backcourt. It's going to be off of the left side, no good, and that's the end of the first half of play. So Hastings St. Cecilia playing good defense so far here in this first half. They have forced Sandy Creek into numerous turnovers in this ballgame, and Sandy Creek will be trailing Hastings St. Cecilia at the halftime break. At halftime in girls' high school basketball action tonight, Hastings St. Cecilia 20, Sandy Creek 16. You're listening to high school basketball on The Breeze.
Farmers, now is a good time to consider moving grain from the bin, and Agrex Incorporated is ready to assist. Agrex provides many advantages that will work with any operation. Fast unload, on-the-farm pickup, storage, and deferred marketing programs, aggressive pricing, and, of course, courteous service are all trademarks of Agrex, plus after-hours quotes are available, too.
Call 402-262-2255. Agrex Incorporated in DeWeese and Oak. Agrex Incorporated proudly supports the area high school teams and athletes.
You can make your farm or ranch land work more for you with irrigation and test wells from Shuck Drilling Company in Edgar and Hastings. Shuck Drilling has T&L pivots, Worthington pumps, Ingersoll dresser pumps, Hastings irrigation pipe, and supplies and repairs all types of pumps. Shuck Drilling, quality products produced locally to help you increase your harvest yields. Shuck Drilling Company in Edgar since 1947, supporting Sandy Creek and area athletes. 402-224-4615 or 463-6258.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Mike Will back at Sandy Creek High School. Girls High School basketball for you tonight here on The Breeze. It is Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over Sandy Creek. 20-16 is the score. St. Cecilia jumped down to a 4-0 lead in this one. Sandy Creek then scored six straight points to grab a 6-4 advantage in the first quarter. Hawkins came back to tie things up at 6-6, then went ahead 8-6, 10-6, and at the end of the first quarter, 10-9, Hawkins had the lead. St. Cecilia then scored the first 6 points of the second quarter to go out on top by 7 at 16-9. Eventually, Sandy Creek closed the gap down to 4 points at 16-12. But right now at halftime, it is 20-16 as St. Cecilia has got the lead over Sandy Creek. The Hawkins leading by 4 points here in the basketball game. The story so far has been the defense or the lack of offensive execution on the part of Sandy Creek. St. Cecilia has forced Sandy Creek into 11 first-half turnovers here in the ball game. They've got only 16 points on the scoreboard against this St. Cecilia D so far tonight. So 20-16 is our score here at halftime. Sandy Creek trailing Hastings St. Cecilia at the break. We'll come back and check the scoring for you in 1 minute.
5 Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
We are very proud of this 5-star designation and will work hard to maintain it, knowing our community and knowing our customers. It's what sets a community bank apart from others.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
We're the U. Shopping centered around you, you, you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you, you, you. Where do you get more? Superstore Allen's Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back at Sandy Creek tonight, girls high school basketball on the Breeze. Your halftime show brought to you by Allen's, the You Get More Superstore, located on West 2nd Street in Hastings. Hawkins being led so far by Caitlin Ernst and Chanel Farmer. Ernst has got 3 field goals, 6 points in the ball game. Ditto for Chanel Farmer. She's got 3 field goals and 6 points. Olivia Thomas has got 2 field goals and 4 points. Morgan Nicola has got 2 field goals and 4 points. And Sarah Gettert, 1 out of 1 from the free throw line for 1 point. That's the only free throw that St. Cecilia has shot here tonight off of the hands of Sarah Gettert. For Sandy Creek here tonight, they've got 5 girls that have scored in the first half. Ashley Harms has got a couple of field goals, and she is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. She's got 6 points. Connor Lowry came off of the bench. She hit a 3-pointer. And she is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. She's got 4. Tori Wheeler has got a field goal and 2 points. Taylor Heinrichs has got 2 free throws and 2 attempts. She's got 2 points. And the leading scorer on the team, Michaela Shaw, has been shut down by St. Cecilia here tonight. In fact, she hasn't taken too many shots either. They have not been able to get her the ball. Michaela Shaw's just got 1 field goal here in the first half for 2 points. Sandy Creek 5 out of 6 on the free throws so far in the ball game. Sandy Creek has also turned the ball over officially in the ballgame 10 times. Hastings St. Cecilia has got 10 turnovers as well. So we've had 20 turnovers between the two teams here in the first half of play. Sandy Creek is trailing the St. Cecilia Hawkettes in girls high school basketball. The score here at halftime is 20-16. We'll come back and check the shooting numbers in the first half as we continue on the Allen's Halftime Show right after this.
I'm sick and tired of every bar in town calling themselves a sports bar. Just because the word sports is in their name and they put up a couple jerseys doesn't make you a sports bar. No, that's why I made the real sports bar checklist. First, do they have a large selection of beers, drafts, and mixed drinks?
Over.
Do they serve hot wings and other sports-related food?
Over.
Are there a buttload of HDTVs that play only sports?
Over.
Last of all, stand up and yell. Did the crowd cheer with you? When you're looking for a real sports bar, head to the Bullseye, West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back here at Sandy Creek, girls high school basketball tonight on the Breeze. We've got the boys game between St. Cecilia and the Cougars coming up at 7:45 tonight. Shooting numbers in the first half for St. Cecilia, they hit just 10 out of 26 shots, 38%. Sandy Creek at only 5 out of 19 from the field for 26%. Facing St. Cecilia from three-point territory, 0 of 5 in the first 16 minutes. Sandy Creek was 1 out of 2 on three-pointers for 50%. St. Cecilia had one free throw in the first half of play. 1 out of 1 from the free throw line by Sarah Gettert. Sandy Creek hit 5 out of 6 for 83%. Both teams had 10 turnovers in the ball game. St. Cecilia came up with 5 steals. Sandy Creek had 4. St. Cecilia had 2 block shots. Sandy Creek had 3, but the shooting number is not real good. St. Cecilia hitting only 38% from the field in the first half, 10 out of 26. Sandy Creek just 5 out of 19 for 26%. This will be the last day for high school sports competition for the next 5 days. The 5-day mandatory moratorium will start after this, and then the teams will not play again until next week when a lot of the holiday tournaments get into action next week. In fact, on Wednesday, you'll see the Ravenna Holiday Tournament getting into action. We'll have coverage on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR and also on ESPN Superstation 1550 and 1460. Those teams involve Overton and Centura and Ravenna and Loop City, so they will play Wednesday and Thursday in the Ravenna Holiday Tournament. Kearney Catholic has a tournament that will run on Thursday and Friday. The teams involved in that will be Amherst and North Platte St. Pat's, also Kearney Catholic and Ogallala. Coverage, again, on Classic Hits, 98.9 KKPR, and also on the ESPN Superstations. Hastings St. Cecilia going to be involved in a tournament at Aurora again this year on Thursday and Friday. The Blue Hawks and the Hawkettes will have Aurora next Thursday at 5 and 7 o'clock in the opening round games. We'll have those contests for you on 1230 KHIS. Other side of that tournament, we'll have Beatrice and also a Norfolk Catholic playing there. Adams Central's basketball team is going to be involved in the Minden Holiday Tournament next Thursday and Friday, and we'll have coverage for you as well at that tournament on our network of stations at Platte River Radio. So off for about 5 days or so, but they'll get cracked back up again next week with holiday tournament action Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday on our network of stations at Platte River Radio. You've been listening to the Allen's Halftime Show. You get more Superstore located on West 2nd Street in Hastings. We're set to go for half number two here tonight. Neither team really shooting the ball well here in the first half, and a lot of turnovers. What you might see out of a couple of good defensive teams here tonight, 10 turnovers apiece. And Sandy Creek will have the opening possession of this second half. They will play things in off of the far sideline. The Cougars have not been able to get the ball into the hands of Michaela Shaw in this ball game. She's got just 2 points in the contest for the Cougars. So Sandy Creek has got it. There's Shaw on the baseline on the left side. They work it back around to Heinrichs. Heinrichs now to Tori Wheeler, who gets the start here in the second half. She's got the ball at the point. Moves it over to Ashley Harms. Back out to Wheeler on the wing. They lob it inside. The ball deflected. It is picked up here by Shaw. Jump pass into the lane as they get it down there to a Montana Heinrichs. Her pass deflected and is taken out of there by St. Cecilia. So a turnover on Sandy Creek. Here come the Hawkettes back with the ball. On the wing on the right side is Chanel Farmer. She takes it into the ring. Down here on the baseline. Double team. Bounce pass inside to Ernst. Her shot's going to be blocked down. And the ball recovered here by Ashley Harms. Harms gets the block and she recovers here for the Cougars. 45 seconds into the third quarter, 20-16 to score. St. Cecilia with a four-point lead. Here's Ashley Harms with the ball down on the baseline on the right side to a Woodbury. Comes out now to Tori Wheeler on the wing. They work it back around the three-point circle to Heinrichs. Now down on the baseline left side. The shot is up and in. Ashley Harms scoring down there on the short baseline left side. She's got 8 points in the ball game now. 3 field goals, 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. And Sandy Creek has cut the lead down to 2 points. 20-18 is the score. St. Cecilia with the ball. Libby Kissinger over here on the left side. There's an entry pass. They get it to Ernst. She wheels in the lane. Her shot is up and in. Caitlin Ernst, nice move to the hole there for St. Cecilia. She's got 8 points. And the Hawkett lead is back up to 4 points now. It is 22-18, 6.5 minutes to play. Tori Wheeler's pass goes to the left side, down to Michaela Shaw. She takes the ball down the lane. Her shot is up there and in. Michaela Shaw scoring there for St. Cecilia. Here's a long pass down the floor to Chanel Farmer. Her shot no good, but she's fouling the play. So St. Cecilia out racing that Sandy Creek defense. Farmer got the trying a field goal anyway, but she's fouling the play there by the Cougars. And now Chanel Farmer goes to the free throw line. The foul's going to go on Montana Heinrichs. That's going to be her first team foul on the Cougars here in the second half of play. Shot from the free throw line is up and in by Chanel Farmer. That's only the second free throw of the night for St. Cecilia. Gennard had the other one. St. Cecilia is a team hitting 60% from the charity stripe. Next shot is up there. It's going to be around the rim. It falls off, no good by Chanel. And the rebound comes down to Sandy Creek, so it's 23-20. 23-20, Hastings St. Cecilia with a 3-point lead. Tori Wheeler has got the ball. Now to Woodbury, free throw line extended right side. Bounce pass tipped away from Heinrichs. The scramble is on, and a jump ball is called down there in the baseline. Trying to get it into Montana Heinrichs, and the ball tipped away, and then finally a jump ball is called. Arrow is pointing in favor of St. Cecilia, so another turnover on the Cougars. That is 13 for the night. 13 turnovers on the Cougars, and we're just a minute or so into half number two here tonight at Sandy Creek. St. Cecilia with the ball now. Libby Kissinger out here in 3-point territory. Lobs it down in the corner to Jamie Williams. Ball high above her head there for the Hawkettes. Jamie trying to get away. Picked up out there by Woodbury. Williams puts it on the floor and dribbles out into 3-point territory. Just to the left of the circle. Takes it to the top of the key. Now to Chanel Farmer. Right side of the lane here. Farmer picked up out there by Montana Heinrichs. Down here, down to the baseline to Morgan Nikla. Comes back out on the left wing to Libby Kissinger. She holds the ball. Ernst will set a screen for her. They won't use it, but a nice pass down low to Farmer. She misses the easy one, and the rebound comes down to Sandy Creek's Ashley Harms, and a foul is called. St. Cecilia missing an easy shot there, and a personal foul is called in the Hawkettes. It's going to go on Morgan Nikla. That's going to be your first team foul in St. Cecilia here in the second half of play. 23-20 is the score. St. Cecilia with a 3-point lead, 5:18 to play. Here's a Sandy Creek with the ball. It's going to be deflected away. It's loose and another turnover. It is picked up on the baseline there by Caitlin Ernst. That's 14 turnovers now in Sandy Creek. Cougars have 14 turnovers and 20 points here in the ball game. There's Nikola. Her shot's going to be blocked out of bounds. No, it's going to be saved here. It's going to be saved by Michaela Shaw right in the hands of Montana Heinrichs. Long pass down the floor. They get it to Wheeler. She chases the ball down here on the baseline. Her pass is deflected. It's picked up by St. Cecilia back the other way. Libby Kissinger has got it now to a Chanel Farmer. Back out to Morgan Nikola. Dribbles to the free throw line. Gives it away down to the baseline. Jamie Williams brings it up high on the block now. Sends it back down in the corner to Nikola. She holds it here for St. Cecilia. It's a 23-20 ball game. Cross-court pass comes over here to Libby Kissinger. Man-to-man defense here for Sandy Creek. Libby Kissinger with the ball out here in 3-point territory. As she runs the offense, dribble penetration down the right side of the lane. Scoop shot is up there. No good. She's fouling the play. Libby Kissinger finds a seam in this defense. Runs it right down the right side of the lane here. And a personal foul is going to be called on Sandy Creek. The foul goes on Montana Heinrichs. That's going to be her second team foul. Called on the Cougars in the second half of play. Now we got some new faces into the ball game here at the 4:20 mark of this third quarter. Here's a long pass out on top to Olivia Thomas. Olivia takes it against Michaela Shaw. She takes it right to the free throw line. Bounce pass comes over here to Jamie Williams. Williams trying to penetrate and now goes for the basket. Her shot is up there. She draws the personal foul. And Williams will go to the free throw line now for St. Cecilia. The personal foul is whistled on Ashley Harms of Sandy Creek. That's going to be her first. Team foul number 3 on the Cougars. 23-20 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia out on top by 3 as Jamie Williams will go to the free throw line here. Her shot is up there, and the shot is going to be no good. Williams, a 68% foul shooter on the season. Williams had a good night the other night in St. Cecilia's win over Bishop Newman on the road, winning 41-35. She scored 13 points in that ball game for St. Cecilia. She's averaging 9.2 in the season. Her shot is up there. She hits that one. So Jimmy Williams hits one out of two. The St. Cecilia lead is now 4 points at 24-20. Torrey Wheeler has got the ball now for Sandy Creek. Moves it down on the baseline. 12-footer around the rim. Falls off. No good. Rebound comes down to Olivia Thomas. Thomas dribbles out of there for St. Cecilia. Gets it into the hands now of Chanel Farmer. She brings it up against Wheeler. Wheeler taps it away. And now Torrey comes back the other way for Sandy Creek. Driving layup. Good. Torrey Wheeler gets the steal and the field goal. Torrey now with 4 points in the ballgame. That's the seventh turnover on St. Cecilia. 24-22 is the score now. Sandy Creek is down by 2 points. Here's a St. Cecilia with the ball. Chanel Farmer on the right side of the lane. And now John Kyle wants to call a timeout. John Kyle wants a timeout. 3 minutes and 34 seconds to play in quarter number three here at Sandy Creek High School. We'll take a break with a score. Sandy Creek trailing St. Cecilia. It's the Hawkettes 24 and the Cougars 22.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Real Estate Group of Hastings has moved. Real Estate Group of Hastings now at 2215 West 12th Street. Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader. Real Estate Group of Hastings. Number one in home sales again. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at regrouphastings.com.
KLIQ Hastings. The Breeze. The Breeze, 94.5.
High school basketball tonight on the Breeze. We're at Sandy Creek High School this evening, 24-22. Hastings St. Cecilia hanging on to a two-point lead here in girls high school basketball. We got the boys game coming up next, so stay with us. It was a 20-16 ball game in favor of St. Cecilia at halftime. Sandy Creek trying to scratch their way back into this ball game here, trailing right now by two at 24-22. St. Cecilia's got the ball. Nicola finds the seam, drives it down the left side of the wing. The ball tapped away. The scramble is on. It is loose. It's picked up here by St. Cecilia. Nicola goes inside to Thomas. Her shot is up there. No good. Rebound, Jamie Williams. Follow shot. No good. And she's fouled in the play. Boy, St. Cecilia crushing the Cougars on the boards in this ball game here tonight. Getting a lot of second and third opportunities at the hole. Personal foul there goes on the Cougars. That's going to go on Ashley Harms. That's going to be her second. To the free throw line again will be Jamie Williams. She was one of two there just a few seconds ago. Her shot is up there this time. It's going to be off for the mark. No good. Williams is a 58% foul shooter. Actually, a 68% foul shooter. 58% from the field and 25% from three-point territory. There comes the next shot by Williams. And it's up there. She misses that one. Misses both free throws. And the rebound comes down to Michaela Shaw. So now the Cougars have a chance to pull ahead here with a three-point field goal. 24-22. Torrey Wheeler has got the ball. She'll run the offense. Ashley Harms, free throw line extended left side. Back out to Wheeler. Wheeler brings it back to Harms. Now they move it down in the corner to a Taylor Heinrichs, who's back into the ball game. To Wheeler. Wheeler comes out to Lowry, who's checked back in there. Down in the corner again to Taylor Heinrichs. Back out on the wing. Here's Lowry for three. Shot good. That's her second three-pointer of the ball game. She's got 7 points. And Sandy Creek goes out on top by a score of 25-24 with 2:42 to play. Here in quarter number three from Sandy Creek High School. Here comes St. Cecilia back with the ball. That's Sarah Gettert. Gettert gets it to Olivia Thomas. Now to the top of the key, Morgan Nicola. Her pass down on the baseline is too far. It's out of bounds. Trying to get it to a Gettert sailing to the basket there, and they threw it too far. That's turnover number eight on St. Cecilia in the ball game. Sandy Creek has got, 14? But the Cougars now have a one-point lead, 25-24 in this one. This is the first lead of the ball game. Actually, the first lead since 6-4, whereas Sandy Creek, their second lead of the ball game, and it occurs here late in the third quarter. Here's a Torrey Wheeler of the ball, thought about the three-pointer, goes to Lowry at the top of the key, drives it down the lane. Her pass is going to be deflected. It's picked up here by Morgan Nicola. Long pass down the floor to Kissinger. St. Cecilia back in their offensive zone. They lob it inside to Olivia Thomas. Turnaround jumper, no good. Rebound, Ernst, her follow shot, and she's fouling the play. Ernst grabs it on the weak side then. A personal foul is going to be called here on the Cougars. And going to the free throw line is going to be Ernst. Caitlin Ernst with 8 points in the ball game. Personal foul is called on Taylor Heinrichs. That's going to be her first. So going to the free throw line is going to be Ernst. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. St. Cecilia has missed her last five free throws. Morgan Nicola will toe the mark one more time. That's her first miss this year and her first free throw attempt of the season. Nicola averaging 7.8 points per ball game. There's the next shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Michaela Shaw for Sandy Creek. is 25-24. There's a feed inside. Ashley Harms contact made, and a foul is going to be called. The foul is going to be called here in St. Cecilia as Harms was hit from behind. It's going to go on Libby Kissinger. That's going to be her second. Team foul number two on the Hawkettes. Non-shooting situation. Sandy Creek will play things in. They come out to Shaw on the near sideline to Heinrichs. Here's a feed down low. It's off of the fingertips of Ashley Harms. And a turnover on Sandy Creek. St. Cecilia back with the ball. Morgan Nicola comes the other way. Her pass in the lane is going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Ashley Harms. Now she has a pass deflected. And it's going to be picked up here by Sandy Creek. St. Cecilia had it but lost it. There's another feed to the 10-second line. It's going to be tipped and intercepted again by Chanel Farmer. So both teams with a couple of turnovers right there. We're down to 90 seconds to play. Here's a feed to Caitlin Ernst, and her shot is no good, and she's fouling the play. Boy, somebody hang on to the ball, huh? Finally got a personal foul called here as the Hawkettes attack back here. Caitlin Ernst will get to the free throw line as a personal foul goes on Taylor Heinrichs. That's going to be her second. Team foul number six on the Cougars. St. Cecilia's got two team fouls here. And going to the free throw line will be Caitlin Ernst, and her shot is up there. It's no good. Boy, they cannot make a free throw here in the second half. 25-24 is the score. It's Sandy Creek out on top by a point. The first lead for the Cougars since they led early in this ballgame at 6-4. Here comes Tori Wheeler back into the ballgame now for Sandy Creek. So 1:22 to play. Caitlin Ernst will have another one. This one is up there. It's good. So Ernst hits 1 out of 2. The drought is over from the charity stripe. And now we're tied up at 25 points apiece as St. Cecilia gets another steal down here on the baseline. It's picked up by Josie Jackson. Her pass is intercepted by Montana Heinrichs, and her shot is good. St. Cecilia got the turnover, but they give her right back as Montana Heinrichs gets the field goal, and that gives the Cougars a two-point lead, 27-25. Here's Gettert with the ball on the offensive attack now for St. Cecilia. Her pass in the lane is deflected. We've got the scramble on. It's loose, and it comes to the near sideline to give it to St. Cecilia. They'll give the ball here to St. Cecilia as they will play things in here on the near sideline. 52 seconds to play here in the third quarter. 27-25. The Cougars have a two-point lead. Got the boys game coming up next here on the Breeze. Inbounds pass is going to be deflected away. It's picked up here by Ernst. Keeps it alive. Back out of the wing to Chanel Farmer. Back to Ernst. Ernst sends it across the lane. A pass intercepted. Intercepted by Taylor Heinrichs. A turnover on St. Cecilia. Now with 40 seconds to play, Sandy Creek has got the ball and a two-point lead, 27-25. Here's Tori Wheeler with it now. Moves it down to the baseline to Shaw. Back out to Tori Wheeler. Takes it back down to the baseline to Shaw. On the wing now, Montana Heinrichs comes across the top to Taylor Heinrichs. Down in the corner to Ashley Harms. Sandy Creek will work with the final shot here. Tori Wheeler with the ball now with 20 seconds to play. There's a long pass down low. Michaela Shaw can't grab it. It goes out of bounds. So Sandy Creek turns the ball away here with 15 seconds to play, working for the final shot as that pass was too far and Shaw could not handle it. I've got Sandy Creek now with 17 turnovers in the ballgame. 17 turnovers and 27 points. Cougars have a two-point lead, 27-25. St. Cecilia with the ball. There's a Sarah Gettert out here in three-point territory. The ball tipped away, picked up by Montana Heinrichs. Gets to the Wheeler. Her shot is up there. It's off of the glass. No good. And that's the end of the third quarter of play. So Sandy Creek will have the lead after three quarters here tonight. In girls high school basketball, we'll take a break with the score. Sandy Creek 27, Hastings St. Cecilia 25.
The Guide Rock State Bank is your full-service bank. The Guide Rock State Bank is ready to help you with checking and savings accounts, CDs, loans for your car, farm equipment, personal or business loans, and much more. The Guide Rock State Bank offers its customers the utmost in convenience and professional service. For more, go to grsbank.com. The Guide Rock State Bank in Guide Rock and Edgar, member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender, the Guide Rock State Bank proudly supports the Sandy Creek athletes, teams, and coaches.
If you're interested in the best renewable energy system for your home, the GeoXL geothermal system is right for you. GeoXL is the highest quality and most efficient choice for your home's heating and cooling needs, and you can receive a federal tax credit of 30% on a new GeoXL geothermal system, a full 30% tax credit on the entire system. This is a limited time offer. Start saving up to 70% on your home's heating and cooling costs today by calling Cooney Refrigeration, Air Conditioning, and Heating in Clay Center. Good luck, Sandy Creek, St. Cecilia, and area athletes.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Mike Will back at Sandy Creek High School here tonight. High school basketball on the breeze, KLIQ 94.5, online at KLIQFM.com, and on your smartphone here tonight at m.KLIQFM.com. 27-25 is the score. Sandy Creek has got a two-point lead. Cougars will have the ball to begin this fourth quarter. Play Tori Wheeler. Her shot from the right wing is going to be blocked from behind. It's picked up by Shaw. Her shot from the baseline, no good. Rebound Shaw. Following shot, good, and she's fouled. Michaela Shaw working down low just to the right of the basket, scoring there for Sandy Creek. She's now got 6 points in the ball game, and she'll go to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point play. The personal foul whistle on Chanel Farmer. So this is the biggest lead of the ball game now for Sandy Creek. It's at 29-25 as Michaela Shaw will try to tack on one. Her shot is up there. It's good. So Sandy Creek now out to a 30-25 lead here in the fourth quarter of play. The Cougars leading at the end of three quarters at 27-25. That's only their second lead of the ball game, and now they've increased it here to 5 points at 30-25. Libby Kissinger driving down the left side of the lane, gives it away to Nicola. Back out on top to Chanel Farmer. Dribble penetration. Stops, throws up an off-balance shot. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped around, picked up by Nicola, and her shot is up and in. Morgan Nicola gets the offensive board and the putback, and now John Kyle calls the timeout here in the fourth quarter of play. The St. Cecilia missing some shots there. Morgan Nicola picks it up and puts it down through the hole. 7:23 to play in the ball game. We'll take a break with a score. Sandy Creek 30, St. Cecilia 27.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
In the third quarter, St. Cecilia hit only one out of five shots for 20%. Sandy Creek was five out of eight for 63%. Sandy Creek has now got a three-point lead. It's 30-27. Cougars have the ball back in their offensive zone. Tori Wheeler bounce pass to the right side to Montana Heinrichs. Lobs it down low. Ashley Harms had it and then had it knocked out of her hands out of bounds. The pass came in high. Harms had to climb the ladder, grab that one just to the right of the goal. The ball knocked out of her hands. It'll be Sandy Creek playing things in underneath their own basket to the left side. 7:06 to play here in the fourth quarter, 30-27. Cougars have the lead. They play things in deep in a corner. Here's a shot taken by Tori Wheeler. She drives that baseline and scores. Tori Wheeler had it from the right corner, drove the baseline and scored. And now it's a 32-27 lead for Sandy Creek at the 6:50 mark. Of this fourth quarter. Here comes St. Cecilia back with the ball out here. It's going to be Chanel Farmer on the high post to Caitlin Ernst. Back out to Chanel, top of the key. Mishandles the ball. Now Chanel picks it up, and now a foul is going to be called here on the Cougars. It's going to go on Montana Heinrichs. That's going to be your third. And that should be a bonus situation. Now that's the seventh team foul on the Cougars here in the second half. So Chanel Farmer will go to the free throw line for a 1-1. 6 minutes and 41 seconds to play in the game. Sandy Creek is out on top of St. Cecilia, 32-27. Into the ball game now for the Cougars will be Connor Lowry as she checks back in there at the point. There comes a free throw coming up. A shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Farmer. St. Cecilia misses another free throw. This one on the front end of the bonus. A five-point lead for the Cougars. There's a Lowry with the ball. Comes out to Tori Wheeler. Top of the key. Picked up there by Chanel Farmer of St. Cecilia. Here's a pass deflected, but it's picked up on the wing by Ashley Harms of the Cougars. Back out to Heinrichs at the top of the key. Now to Wheeler. Dribbles inside. Puts up a 12-footer. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. That's Gettert with the ball for the Hawkettes. Into the hands now of Morgan Nicola. She brings it into the offensive zone. Chanel Farmer for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball picked up on the hop into the lane by Nicola. Lost control of it. Now Nicola picks it up near the 10-second line. Off to Gettert. Dribbles it to the goal. Has it knocked loose. The scramble is on. And now we got a jump ball called. I don't think all year long that I have seen so many loose balls that we have seen here in this ball game here tonight. But St. Cecilia will get it on the alternating jump as they will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Libby Kissinger will play things in for the Hawkettes. Looking. Finally has to come way out on top. Morgan Nicola with the ball out here in three-point territory. Feeds it inside. Gettert. She fell down with the ball. It's picked up now by Libby Kissinger. Takes it inside the free throw circle and backs it on out. 5:50 to play in the ball game. The Hawkins are trailing by 5, 32-27. St. Cecilia working the offensive zone here. Dribbling inside is going to be Williams, and draws the personal foul. Williams took it into the paint there and draws the personal foul on the Cougars. It's going to go on Lowry. That's going to be her first. Team foul number 8 on Sandy Creek. To the free throw line, Jamie Williams. For St. Cecilia, 1 out of 4 so far tonight. Jamie eyes the bucket. Shot is up there. The shot good. So Jamie Williams now with a couple of points from the free throw line tonight. 68% foul shooter on the season. The Sandy Creek lead is 4, 32-28. Next shot is up there. That one is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Sandy Creek. There's a Lowry down the near sidelines. Going to leave it here for a Tori Wheeler. And Wheeler will bring things up now for the Cougars. Dribbles to the top of the key. Comes over here on the wing on the left side. Back out to the top of the circle now. Here's a shot up there and in a three-pointer from Connor Lowry. She has hit 3 three-pointers tonight for Sandy Creek. She got 10 points in the ballgame. And the Cougars now lead by a score of 35-28 with 5:16 to play. Here's a pass left side of the lane. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Ashley Harms and a turnover on St. Cecilia. So now where Sandy Creek had problems in the first half with turnovers, St. Cecilia now doing a good job taking care of the ball here in the second half. There's an interception, though, by Kissinger. She goes to Ernst. Her driving layup is good. Sandy Creek turns it away there as Caitlin Ernst scores for the Hawkins. She's now got 11 points in the ball game. We're back to a 5-point advantage now for the Cougars at 35-30. 4:46 to play. Here in this fourth quarter, there's a feed over in the far sideline with the ball there is going to be Taylor Heinrichs. Picked up by Nicola. Or picked up by Caitlin Ernst of Hastings St. Cecilia. Out to Michaela Shaw at the top of the key over here on the wing down to Lowry. As she holds the ball high above her head, Lowry dribbles once and a foul is going to be called. A foul here is going to go on. It's going to go on St. Cecilia, I believe, here. Going to go on Gettert. That's going to be her second personal foul. So Sandy Creek will play things in right in front of the Cougar bench. 4 minutes and 28 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. It's 35-30. Here comes Woodbury back into the ballgame now for Sandy Creek, replacing Taylor Heinrichs. 35-30 the score. St. Cecilia trailing by 5 points. Sandy Creek will inbound the ball. They get it in there to Montana Heinrichs. Her pass is going to be tipped. Montana picks her back up here on the near sideline, and now we got a 2 to the whistle and another foul called. Another foul going to be called here on St. Cecilia. They've got a couple of wastes here before Sandy Creek enters the bonus zone here. The foul is going to go on Morgan Nicholas. It's going to be her second. That's only team foul number 5 on St. Cecilia. So, again, Sandy Creek will play things in. Here's Shaw, top of the key. Now they give away to Lowry, and she's going to be tied up on the play. Lowry had it out here in between the rings, and she's tied up on the play by Chanel Farmer. Jump ball is called. The possession arrow is pointing in favor of Sandy Creek, so the Cougars will still have the ball. They will inbound this time right in front of the scorer's table. They go into the backcourt here and give it to a Montana Heinrichs. Montana comes over here on the wing on the dribble. Now to the right side, sends it down in the corner. That's a Lowry with the ball. The ball tipped away. Lowry picks it back up. Bounce pass goes inside as he gets it to Woodbury, and now Russ wants to call a timeout. Russ Neinmeier calls a timeout as the Cougars having problems running their offense there. 4 minutes and 6 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Sandy Creek 35, Hastings St. Cecilia 30.
Hastings College graduates become astronaut,
trauma surgeon,
judge,
studio artist,
ambassador,
professor,
congressman, minister,
software developer.
Who do you want to become?
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News & World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Mike Will back at Sandy Creek High School. Get yourself for the boys game coming up here. 7:45 was the scheduled tip-off time tonight. Here's Sandy Creek out for the inbounds. As shot is up there, it's going to be no good. Just rattles off of the rim from Ashley Harms. Her outlet pass is deflected. The scramble is on again. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be let's see, Sandy Creek got the possession of it down there on the baseline. Grabbing the ball down there was Woodbury, and immediately they call a timeout. So Sandy Creek saves the possession of the ball nearly out of bounds there. Woodbury grabs it before it goes trickling over the end line, and then the timeout is called on the bench by head coach Russ Neinmeier. So Sandy Creek will save the possession. We're down to 3 minutes and 56 seconds to play here in the ball game. We'll take another break with a score. Sandy Creek 35, St. Cecilia 30.
Pioneer Seeds. Outstanding performance starts with the right product on the right acre. Pioneer Seeds. To learn more about the outstanding performance of Pioneer Seeds, contact your local Pioneer Seed sales representatives, Brian Shaw in Edgar, Hilltop Farms Incorporated in Fairfield, Hendricks Farms in Glenville, and Daryl Kluver in Clay Center. Pioneer. Science with service. Delivering success. Good luck to the Sandy Creek athletes, teams, and coaches and Cougars from your Pioneer Seeds professionals.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back here at Sandy Creek, the Hawkettes shooting just 4 out of 13. 4 out of 13 from the free throw line in this basketball game tonight. They have left a lot of points at the so-called charity stripe. Anything but charity here tonight as the Hawkettes are trailing by 5 points. It is 35 to 30 here in the ball game. Sandy Creek led at the end of three quarters at 27-25. The Hawkettes led at halftime 20-16. Inbounds pass, they get it in there, and a three-pointer put up and in by Ashley Harms. They're going to give her just two on the play as her foot was on the line, but a two-pointer there by Harms. That makes the score 37-30 in favor of Sandy Creek. Matches their biggest lead of the ball game. Hawkins have the ball back in their offensive zone. Chanel Farmer puts it on the floor, dribbles inside the free throw circle over to Williams. Her shot from the wing is going to be no good. Ball chased down in the corner, goes out of bounds. Sandy Creek ball. Michaela Shaw giving chase there along with Olivia Thomas. It goes out of bounds and they give the ball to the Cougars. Here comes Thomas out of the ball game now. Coming in for the Hawkins will be Caitlin Ernst. So 37-30 is the score. Sandy Creek trying to win their sixth straight ball game here tonight. St. Cecilia looking to go to 5-1. Ball is tipped into the backcourt. It's picked up here by Libby Kissinger. A turnover on Sandy Creek. I got him now with 19 turnovers here in the ballgame against the St. Cecilia defense. But yet, they've got a 7-point lead. There's a shot in the lane. It's going to be no good there by Farmer. Now a foul is called on the rebound. Morgan Nicola got the board there for the Hawkettes, but a personal foul is called on Sandy Creek's Ashley Harms. That's going to be the third foul on Ashley. Team foul number 9. On the Cougars. And going to the free throw line for St. Cecilia is going to be Morgan Nicola. Hawkettes having trouble here from the line, and their troubles continue as that one is way too hard. And the ball is going to be taken down there by Michaela Shaw of Sandy Creek. 37-30. Sandy Creek with a 7-point lead. Cougars have the ball. Tori Wheeler gets away from the double team, dribbling out here in 3 points here at Tori. She's double teamed again. Her pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Ernst. Dribbles down the right side of the lane. Stops, puts up a shot. It's going to be no good. Ball being tapped around. It's picked up here by Sandy Creek. Woodbury has got it. Now we got a foul called. Woodbury got the rebound there after the missed shot. And a foul is going to go on St. Cecilia. The foul is going to go on Libby Kissinger. That's going to be her third. John Kyle, not a happy camper, just below us there. Wanted a foul call on that last possession. Didn't get it. Instead, one of his players picked up a foul on the rebound, Libby Kissinger. Now Sandy Creek working the ball here in the backcourt. St. Cecilia is trailing in the ball. St. Cecilia trailing 37-30. Now a palming violation to be called here on Sandy Creek's Ashley Harms. 20 turnovers on the Cougars, yet they have a 7-point lead here in the ballgame. St. Cecilia will play things in. Chanel Farmer here in the backcourt races it back into the offensive zone, drives it down the left side of the lane. Now the ball deflected away. The scramble is on. Jump ball is called. At the bottom of the stack there was Harms for Sandy Creek. She's tied up on the play by St. Cecilia as the possession arrow is pointing in favor of St. Cecilia. Now John Kyle wants to call another timeout. 2 minutes and 28 seconds to play here in this one in girls high school basketball. It hasn't been pretty, gang, but at least it's close. 2:28 to play here in the fourth quarter. It's Sandy Creek 37, St. Cecilia 30.
The Clay County Mutual Insurance Company proudly supports the Sandy Creek School athletes, teams, and coaches, and wishes the Cougars successful seasons. The Clay County Mutual Insurance Company has been serving the needs of Clay Center and the South Central Nebraska area for almost 120 years, specializing in farm-related insurance and providing peace of mind for South Central Nebraska farmers. Call 1-800-762-3860 for your nearest agent. Since 1891, the Clay County Mutual Insurance Company on West Fairfield in Clay Center.
The Breeze, 94.5.
2:28 to play here in quarter number four. 37-30 is the score. Sandy Creek has got the lead over Hastings St. Cecilia as the Cougars look to go to 6-0 here tonight. It would be win number 501 and counting for head coach Russ Neinmeyer. He picked up his 500th win the other night in their win over Fillmore Central, 57-44. 37-30, the Cougars have come back from an early deficit in this one. Now they've got a 7-point lead. St. Cecilia will inbound the ball. Nicola gets it to Farmer. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound, Nicola gets it back to Farmer on a short baseline. Her shot is up and in. So now Farmer scores on the short baseline from the right side. She's now got 9 points in the ball game. 37-32. The Hawkettes down by 5 points. Here's Tori Wheeler, the ball, and she's going to be called for a double dribble violation. Wheeler seeing some pressure out there by Libby Kissinger, is hit with a double dribble. That's turnover number 21 on Sandy Creek. Wheeler checks out. Here comes Lowry back in there. 2 minutes and 11 seconds to play. Here in the fourth quarter, the Hawkettes are down by 5 points, 37-32. St. Cecilia with the ball. Here's Libby Kissinger in the offensive zone. Gets it now in the high post. That's Caitlin Ernst over here on the wing to Chanel Farmer. Takes it down on the baseline. Jumper is up there. No good. Foul called. Chanel Farmer putting the team on her shoulders here. And she got the last field goal, and now she's fouling the play here. She'll go to the free throw line. Chanel Farmer, 1 out of 3 from the stripe so far tonight. Personal foul, one on Montana Heinrichs. That's going to be your fourth. 10 fouls plus now on the Cougars here in the second half of play. And the shot from the free throw line is up and in by Farmer. She has now got 10 points in the ball game. She'll get one more here for St. Cecilia. She's a 71% foul shooter. Toy Wheeler back into the ball game now for Sandy Creek, replacing Montana Heinrichs. Next shot is up there from Farmer. It's good. So she's now got 11 points in the ball game. St. Cecilia is back to within 3 points now at 37-34 with a minute and 59 seconds to play here in regulation at Sandy Creek. Cougars will play things in. Down the far sideline, the ball knocked loose, picked up by Tori Wheeler, now taken away by St. Cecilia as they get the ball to Gettert. Her shot down the lane, good. A turnover by Sandy Creek in backcourt. Sarah Gettert gets the field goal. And now it's 37-36. 1:48 to play in the ball game. And now, see, we got some stumps coming in here. 1:48 to play in the ball game. Sandy Creek turns the ball over here in backcourt, and St. Cecilia takes advantage and gets the field goal from Sarah Gettert. The Hawkins are down by 1 point now. Sandy Creek looks to inbound the ball. Finally, they get it to a Toy Wheeler. She races up the left sideline, gets the pass ahead. It's going to be out of bounds. Trying to get the ball into the hands of Taylor Heinrichs, and she threw it too far. A turnover on Sandy Creek. Back-to-back turnovers now. Cougars had a 7-point lead a little while ago at 37-30. St. Cecilia scored the last 6 points in the ballgame. It's now 37-36. We're down to a 1:40 to play here in regulation. Here's Libby Kissinger with the ball. Side steps around a defender. Now takes it over on the wing on the left side to Sarah Gettert. Entry pass to get it to Nicola. Back to the right side to Farmer. Shot is dipping in. So now Farmer scoring out for the right side. And the Hawkettes have come back to a 38-37 advantage. Here's a steal now by Farmer, and John calls a timeout. Sandy Creek has turned the ball over 4 consecutive times. Now with a minute and 20 seconds to play, the Hawkettes have a 1-point lead, 38-37. We've got a timeout. We'll take a break. You're listening to high school basketball.
Farmers, now is a good time to consider moving grain from the bin, and AgRex Incorporated is ready to assist. AgRex provides many advantages that will work with any operation. Fast unload, on-the-farm pickup, storage, and deferred marketing programs, aggressive pricing, and of course, courteous service are all trademarks of AgRex, plus after-hours quotes are available too.
Call 402-262-2255. AgRex Incorporated in DeWeese and Oak. AgRex Incorporated proudly supports the area high school teams and athletes.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, I guess this shouldn't surprise us. The other night in that ball game against Bishop Newman, St. Cecilia outscored Bishop Newman 15-0 in the fourth quarter. And so far here in this one, Sandy Creek and St. Cecilia going at it here. Sandy Creek has turned the ball over 4 straight times. In fact, they haven't even got a shot away. The last couple of trips up the floor here as St. Cecilia has forced turnovers. And now, as we approach the 1-minute mark, St. Cecilia has got the ball in a 1-point lead. Big possession here for the Hawkins on offense. Here's a Jamie Williams dribbling inside the free throw circle. Now gives it away. Chanel Farmer gets it to Morgan Nicola. Down to Farmer again. Puts it on the floor and dribbles to the top of the key. We're down to a minute to play here. Minute to play here in the fourth quarter. Chanel Farmer dribbling with the ball. Hands it away to Jamie Williams. Splits a couple of defenders. Now the ball knocked loose. It's picked up here by Ashley Harms. And she's called for a palming violation. Sandy Creek got the turnover, and Ashley Harms was going toward the goal, and she's called for the palming violation. That's 12 turnovers on St. Cecilia. That is 23 on Sandy Creek. That would have given the Cougars the lead there as she was heading toward the goal and contested here. But instead, St. Cecilia will inbound the ball now with 50 seconds to play here in backcourt. Farmer will play things in, and now we got a foul called back here immediately as Farmer got the ball into the hands of Libby Kissinger, and a foul is going to go here on Sandy Creek. So we walk to the other end of the floor now. This will be a two-shot opportunity because Sandy Creek is over the 10-foul limit. Tori Wheeler picking up the personal foul for the Cougars. That's going to be your first. So it's 38-37. St. Cecilia has rallied here in the fourth quarter. And the shot from the free throw line is up there. It's going to be no good by Kissinger. That's the first miss of the night for Libby, her first attempt. She has not scored so far tonight. Libby Kissinger will have one more. She eyes the bucket. Shot is up there, and the shot is going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Shaw. Michaela Shaw has got the ball here for Sandy Creek, trying to get away. And now we got a timeout called from Russ Neinmeyer. Shaw was trapped along the baseline. 44 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter at Sandy Creek. The score is Hastings St. Cecilia 38, the Cougars 37.
Your Double Circle Co-op, the Fairfield Co-op, has been helping farmers and ranchers of South Central Nebraska for more than 50 years. The Fairfield Co-op has a full line of chemicals, mixed fertilizers, Asgro and DeKalb seeds. The Fairfield Co-op also does custom application, and propane is available. It's the Fairfield Nonstock Co-op Fertilizer Association in Fairfield, Glenville, Pauline, Blue Hill, and Ayer. Serving South Central Nebraska and proudly supporting the Sandy Creek and area athletes, teams, and coaches.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, Mike Will back here at Sandy Creek. 44 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter, 38-37. St. Cecilia out on top. Got a score in from the Tiger Gym in girls high school basketball tonight. Waverly has beaten the Hastings High Tigers in their ball game tonight, winning by a score of 46-21. Here's a steal again for the Hawkettes off of the inbound, and St. Cecilia's got the ball. So Sandy Creek turns the ball away, and St. Cecilia's got it here in their offensive zone. 35 seconds to play, and now the Cougars are forced to foul. Unbelievable. Sandy Creek unable to get the ball inbounded. They throw it right into the hands of the Hawkettes, and now a foul is called on Sandy Creek with 34 seconds to play. The foul goes here on Taylor Heinrichs. That's going to be your third. Going to the free throw line for St. Cecilia will be Jamie Williams. She's had her troubles there tonight. 2 out of 6 for the free throw line. Eyes the bucket, stares it down. Shot is up there. That one rattles off. No good. Wow. Free throw shooting has not been the Hawkettes' cup of tea here tonight. 38-37 is the score. Hawkettes have a one-point lead. Jamie will have one more shot here. Looks at the basket, stares it down. Here's the next one that's up there. That one is going to be off of the mark. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Shaw. Michaela Shaw with the ball here for Sandy Creek. She'll dribble up the floor herself. Splits a couple of defenders into the offensive zone. Drives into the basket. Shot is up there. It's good. Michaela Shaw scores with 23 seconds to play. That gives Sandy Creek a one-point advantage, 39-38. We're down to 17 seconds to play. Hawkins with the ball. They lob it inside to Ernst. Their shot is up there and in. Caitlin Ernst scores with 10 seconds to play. Hawkettes have a one-point lead, 40-39, and now Russ calls a timeout. So the teams trade baskets there, and we're going to have 6 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. St. Cecilia leading by one. We'll take a break with a score of the Hawkettes 40. Hastings St. Cecilia Hawkettes have the lead, 40-39 over Sandy Creek. We'll be back after this.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun, food, 20 TVs, daily and weekend specials, supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. After the game or anytime, join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings, open every day at 11.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, 6 seconds to play here in this one, at least in regulation. 40-39 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia out on top of Sandy Creek. Russ Neimeyer calling the timeout here for the Cougars. He'll have 6 seconds to work. The Cougars will inbound the ball in their offensive zone. In fact, they will inbound the ball just to the left of their bench down here on the near sideline. St. Cecilia's got 16 fouls, so a foul here would send Sandy Creek to the free throw line. It's a 40-39 ball game. They lob it out here. Ball gets away. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be St. Cecilia basketball. The Cougars have the ball here on the near sideline. I think they were trying to get the ball at the top of the key to Taylor Heinrichs, and the pass was way off of the mark there. It goes out of bounds as the Cougars, out of the timeout, they commit a turnover, and now St. Cecilia will have the ball. St. Cecilia will have the ball with 4 seconds to play as they will inbound it to a Chanel Farmer. She's going to be fouled here in backcourt with 3 seconds to go. So out of the timeout, the Sandy Creek Cougars turn the ball over, trying to execute a potential game-winning shot here. And now going to the free throw line and trying to ice things here for the Hawkettes will be Chanel Farmer. So I have a couple of shots here. St. Cecilia is leading by 1 point, 40-39. Turnovers have been a big, big problem for the Cougars here in the ball game here tonight. Chanel Farmer, 3 out of 5 from the free throw line. She'll have 2 shots here. First one is up and in. St. Cecilia has come from 7 points down here in the fourth quarter. And now they lead by the score of 41-39. Here's the next shot. It's up there. It's good. Chanel Farmer with 3 seconds to play has given St. Cecilia now a 3-point advantage at 42-39. And now the Cougars will inbound the ball here in backcourt. Here comes Michaela Shaw. Launches the ball. It's going to go over the head of Tori Wheeler out of bounds, and that's the end of the ball game. So St. Cecilia survives here tonight, the first loss of the season for the Sandy Creek Cougars. It won't go down as one of the prettiest high school basketball games we have seen in a while, but Hastings St. Cecilia is going to survive here tonight. They come from 7 points down here in the fourth quarter of play. The Cougars absolutely demolished by turnovers here in the ball game here tonight. St. Cecilia wins it over the Sandy Creek Cougar girls basketball team. The final score, St. Cecilia 42, Sandy Creek 39. You're listening to high school basketball on The Breeze.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Your Double Circle Co-op, the Fairfield Co-op, has been helping farmers and ranchers of South Central Nebraska for more than 50 years. The Fairfield Co-op has a full line of chemicals, mixed fertilizers, Asgrow, and DeKalb seeds. The Fairfield Co-op also does custom application, and propane is available. It's the Fairfield Non-Stock Co-op Fertilizer Association in Fairfield, Glenville, Pauline, Blue Hill, and Ayer. Serving South Central Nebraska and proudly supporting the Sandy Creek and area athletes, teams, and coaches.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, Mike Will back at Sandy Creek High School. The girls game in the books tonight of our high school basketball doubleheader. The Sandy Creek girls losing to Hastings St. Cecilia tonight by a score of 42-39. So the Hawkettes improved to 5 wins and 1 loss on the season. Sandy Creek will drop to 5-1 after this one. St. Cecilia will get ready for the Aurora Holiday Tournament coming up next week on Thursday and Friday. In fact, they'll face the Huskies in the opening round next Thursday, but a whale of a ball game here tonight. Not a picture-perfect type of game between a couple of the state's top-ranked teams.